Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So you know the feeling, you've decided where you want to go on holiday, you find your flight with a budget airline for what seems like a really good price, but then the price goes up quite a bit if you want to bring a bag or access priority boarding. This is known as drip pricing in the business, and in the UK, ministers are trying to clamp down on hidden fees. But some say they just brazen their way past the airline check-ins without paying for extra luggage, and they haven't been stopped yet. Owen Corrie is editor of Airline Travel Magazine, and one of those brazen people is Mary McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Independent. Mary, we'll get to hear your story in just a moment. But Owen, drip pricing. What makes up drip pricing in the airline business?
Oh, good morning, Claire. Yes, a very, very important subject, something that aches the heart of people as they go travelling every time in summertime. It's basically, let's put it in one line, airlines put the lowest price in front of the consumer. That used to be a bus stop or a billboard. Nowadays, it's the internet. So when you go looking, searching for the cost of your flight, up pops this beautiful price, and in you go and you start booking. And there's a whole school of psychology around this sunk cost fallacy. Once you've committed, you then start finding out the little bits that you have to pay extra for. Used to be a little bit worse, actually. It used to be quite a hurdle, like getting around the Grand National course to book a Ryanair flight. But pressure from various consumer groups have made that a little bit easier, and they've given flags, like you can always tell what the overall cost is. So things have got a little bit better, but unfortunately it's here to stay there.
Yeah, but what your price is and the advertised price and the price that you initially agree to, that's just your seat on the plane, and it's not a specific seat, it's a random seat on the plane, and everything else is extra, pretty much.
Pretty much. And the old days, airlines bundled everything in and they charged a lot more. Airlines, and there's none so vociferous as our Ryanair based here in Swords, to say that, well, if you want a seat on a plane, that's what you pay, and it's very good value. The economics of this are very interesting to watch, though, Claire, because the average fee on Ryanair, the average fare is now about 41 euro and 12 cents exactly in the figures that were released about 6 weeks ago. But the ancillary revenue, which is the extra that each passenger pays, is 22 euro 81. So we're paying something like 63 euro for a flight, and only 41 of that is the fare. And while the fare has more or less stayed, it dipped post-pandemic for last year, but it's pretty not very far off the pre-pandemic level. The ancillary revenue is going up at a higher rate. So it's quite clearly, from an airline point of view, it's a good way of making money.
Now, Mary, you've brought in all of your bags, and I'm very glad that you did, because we're all going to learn great lessons from you here. You brazen it out, is that right?
I never, ever pay for extra luggage. Okay, my husband now is very strict on this. He's obsessed with no one's allowed, and no, we'd never pay.
He wants to obey the rules.
Well, no, he doesn't want to pay.
Like, okay, so he's happy with you doing what you do.
Oh, God. Well, no, hang on a minute now. That's not entirely true. So there's a bit of a cheapskate mentality to get it for the cheapest as possible. But he is a stickler for the rules, so he gets very nervous. But I am, he's a civil servant, so that probably explains that. A journalist, chancellor. I push it to the limit, and Claire, I've never been stopped. Like, I as I'm talking now, I'm realizing I'm kind of...
You're outing yourself, so you'll be stopped the next time.
All my tactics. But it's a lot to do with... Okay, now, in fairness, I have a little advantage because I usually have the four kids, unless I've escaped, I've got the four kids with me. So that creates an air of confusion, because with kids,
you never know
who owns what bag, you know, what someone could be carrying. So there's a little bit they're thrown, you kind of swarm the check-in stuff. I sound terrible, but anyway, what I do is, it's a lot like your mindset and the way you carry yourself. So it's like the marathon. If you think you can do it, you can't. There's no skulking. You can't be furtive. You have to be like, look them in the eye. Here I am, confident with my three bags. So this is what I went to. I flew to London and I flew back from Berlin this summer. So I had this.
So that's like a duffel bag,
Over the shoulder, right? And it's like dark colours. With dark colours are deceptive. it's a great fat thing now. When I stuff this to the gills, it doesn't go into the seat. Like, there's no way you get under the seat. It's huge.
So where are you expecting to put that? In the overhead locker?
So I just go in, glide onto the plane, confident aura, and you pop it in the overhead locker.
Yeah. But that's only one of your bags. You've got a rucksack as well.
Yes. Well, see, this one now, okay, this rucksack, stuffed to the gills, can carry so much, you'd be surprised. That can go under the seat, right? That goes under the seat. And then I also have a bag for
now,
my
you've made a concession there with your handbag, because it's quite small. Like, you're not pushing it there on that
one. Well, this is the one I'm just using. You know the way you go two bags and you use the same bag for 6 weeks or something? Mm-hmm. Like, this is the bag I'm using at the moment. So that's the bag I brought. But I have bought great big giant handbags. Like, as long as it's kind of like goes over your, like a crossover. So, I mean, it's not entirely true to say, I think people have just accepted these extra costs.
Well,
and they just factor it in.
We're told they're the rules. You're clearly breaking them. You're not really supposed to. Do you get any funny looks from other passengers when you do this?
No, not at all. I mean, maybe they presume you've just paid priority. I don't know. But I have to say, there is a bit of a thrill about kind of getting one up on the big corporates. You know, you sail in, you see everyone else like paying for their extra. So, but I think people, they just expect it now to pay it, and they've kind of just factored it into the cost. Like, that sunk cost fallacy is really interesting. People, you can live with something if you feel, you know, it's part of the cost. Whereas I say, no, don't. You don't have to pay it.
Yeah, but Owen, the fact is that people do get stopped all of the time when they do what Mary's doing. I don't know how she's getting away with
it. Sister, like, and people do get upset when there's, like, my sister was stopped telling that she'd pay like 45 quid or whatever because her bag was too unwieldy.
She was the unlucky one.
So she now won't fly with Ryanair. This is years ago because they get so upset. But I think Helen now, she would be less confident, and she would go in there with, you know, a bit of shame around her. She's looking at the ground. It's about
the confidence. Because, as I was saying to you, people do get stopped regularly, don't they?
As the great football manager Mick O'Dwyer said, stride purposefully in life and people think you know where you're going. That's absolutely right. There are different techniques for beating the people at the gate. The way it works really is that there's 189 seats on your standard Ryanair 737-800. And that, you know, there'll be a little bit more with the MAX, and there's a few MAXes already in service. But 189, there aren't enough space for 189 bags. If there was, this wouldn't be an issue at all. So what Ryanair did was brought in this, you pay for the priority boarding, and it's bundled. You don't actually get priority boarding. You don't get to bring a 10K bag on. You pay for your priority boarding to bring that 10K bag. The only thing you're allowed, and this is important in the light of what Mary says, the only thing you're allowed without priority boarding is the equivalent of a lady's handbag or a laptop bag. And I would see maybe 2-3 people stopped on many of the Ryanair flights I take. Big row at the gate. It costs a lot. It costs a lot more than booking online. It costs about €55, as Mary's sister found out. There's very often a situation where I don't have a credit card, I can't pay. And, you know, the Ryanair gate staff are usually subcontractors when they're outside of Ireland. You'll have Ryanair employees. But they're pretty unforgiving on this issue. I do like the notion of bringing along four children to create the air of confusion. That pretty much would flummox anybody trying to stop you bringing a bag on board.
I'm assuming that's how Mary has managed to get away with it up to now, because she won't get away with it the next
time. There's another hack now. My friend Louise will kill me for she told me not to say it. But if you go...
You named her as well. So
I did
helpful.
Name her. Sorry. So you go and you
Michael
buy
O'Leary
something.
Oh,
and listen to this. You buy something in duty free. You can just be something small, and you say, will you give us a big bag there? You get the big bag. You're there with a big tout, another tout bag that can go over your shoulder, and you slip that into the duty free, and they're not going to stop you with a big duty. So you can have another bag in the duty free.
Are they not going to stop you, Owen,
no,
with your duty free bag?
They can't.
Okay, some of the airports have wrung this concession of Ryanair that duty-free is extra to it. But I can tell you that Ryanair policy is pretty much, if the gate staff decide you're not bringing that on board, they will stand by the gate staff and they will always go back to that thing. It doesn't cost an awful lot of money for the extra 10K priority boarding. It's a big, it's a bargain. It's about 20, even when you're paying for your
I don't think it's strictly about the money for Mary. It's an ideological barrier that she has here. But Mary, we have a listener on to us saying that you bringing extra bags on the plane is why other passengers end up having to put their carry-on bag in the hold and paying
and
to do that.
I do feel a little ashamed because That's fair enough. That's guilty as charged.
Yeah, but not enough to stop.
It's become kind of this is how we operate.
And what about for the because you're traveling with children, as you explained, you need to pay if you want to all sit together. Do you do that?
Yeah, no. So you have to pay, if you have kids under 12, you have to pay, one adult has to buy a seat. So we've two under 12. So what we do is one of us buys a seat that can be, it's about between 4 and 10 euro, I think. And so you pay for one seat and then you can put up to four children beside you under 12 now. So what we do is we just tell the 12 and the 14-year-old, look, you're go free range, off you go, you sit, they sit anywhere.
And they're fine with
that.
Oh,
delighted. Like earbuds in, they don't want to sit with us anyway, they're gone. And then one of us, my husband now, he always seems to book me with the kids and he skulks off down the back with a book. I don't know, I'm going to stop that. But so that Ryanair do make you book if you have, and I think that's a little unfair. That I don't think they should do that, you know. Because it is a cost. I mean, for me, it's also a cost. I mean, the more money we spend on the flight, the less we have for the holiday. So obviously, we want to make savings. But there's also, you know, it's not the biggest factor, but well, it is a huge factor. But for a lot of people, they can't fly if it's, you know, a certain amount. So I think they should actually throw you the L seat.
Would you welcome what is happening in the UK, where ministers are calling for airlines to make those charges clearer on the website so that you're not finding out once you've committed, as Owen explains?
Yeah, I think, they do. In fairness, they have it in blue writing, but it doesn't jump out at you that you have to pay for a seat if you have an under 12-year-old. You have to kind of have the cheapskate mentality to be looking out for these things.
Yeah, and it's not just Ryanair who do this, Owen. The other airlines all do it as well. They cottoned on to it. Ryanair might have started it, but everybody else is doing it too.
Yeah, it came from America. Anyone who complains about Ryanair should try flying with Spirit Airlines. Charge you for every small little thing you bring on board in the United States. The ship has sailed, or the aircraft has departed the gate on this. It's not going to go back. I know that Sean Doyle, the Irish CEO of British Airways, has started thinking about bringing back free coffee for passengers. But the experience of airlines is that the lowest fare is what people chase, and they're quite happy to pay for the add-ons, because with
they're not. Not Mary McCarthy or probably anybody else, Owen.
Okay, no, but this is the point. All the 63 euro is still about 20 or 30 euro cheaper than the competitors, including EasyJet, with the biggest low cost.
All right, we've got to leave it there. Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, and columnist Mary McCarthy. Thank you both. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.